Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking to you about a really important topic today when it comes to communication in marriage, and that is guilt tripping. Guilt tripping in relationships. Why it's a bad idea to use guilt trips. And I'm going to be explaining that as we go through. Because when we get into a relationship with someone, there is no one that hands us a how to guide on how to be in a relationship or tips for communication in marriage. And I find it hard to understand why we are not taught these kind of relationship and interpersonal skills and how to be in a relationship at school. Given the fact that most of us, if not all people, get into a romantic relationship at some point in their life. And we all have family relationships. When we first get into romantic relationships, we tend to go along with each other pretty easily because we are so keen on impressing them and vice versa. Things that would irritate us will be pushed to the side, at least for a while, and the same goes for our partners. But there comes a time where we get comfortable with one another and things are not so easily pushed aside. Maybe we prefer to do things a certain way and our partner doesn't. While in the beginning we were willing to look past it, the more emotionally invested and comfortable we get and become in the relationship, the more our true side and habits shine through. And this can be things like the way to pack the dishwasher. I've had couples argue over how onions or carrots are chopped. One saying you need to cut them all the same size, they need to be small and neat. And the other person just saying, just chop them anywhere you like and just chuck it in. Sometimes couples argue over whether you can use tap water to fill up the kettle or you need to use bottled water. And all other various things like that. And at the beginning, we compromise. And later, we can argue and want things to be our way. And of course, there are much more serious things that couples argue over. How to raise the children, what country or state to live in, whether or not a partner returns to work or quits their job, and all other financial decisions. But the thing is, as much as we want, things are not always going to go according to the way that we want them. And while this is something that applies to all areas of our lives, it plays a particularly large role in our romantic relationships and communication in a marriage. This is where guilt tripping tends to come into play and can ruin communication in relationships, even love. Guilt tripping is a way of getting another person into doing what we want them to do. Usually it is a way of getting your way when the other person does not agree with you on something, and you use this tactic to guilt them into agreeing with you or guilt them into action. For example, you may say to them that you are suffering poor sleep, ill health, tiredness, stress because of their actions or inactions. You may blame them for your misfortune and mistakes. Or perhaps you're listening to this and you're being guilt-tripped at the moment and you're not sure how to handle it or what to do. Stay to the end of this episode because I'm going to be sharing with you exactly what to do when it comes to that. Often guilt tripping backfires because no one likes to be blamed. And also we are responsible for our own life, events and circumstances, and nobody else. Guilt tripping can be both confrontational and non-confrontational, in that it can be direct or non-direct. And both ways are damaging for communication in relationships. Maybe you employ a method of passive aggressiveness in order to get what you want, where you sulk and you guilt trip your partner. A lady I recently worked with was trying to guilt trip her husband to give up sports because She felt that he was not spending enough time with the family. She used the children all the time, saying, "Are your kids not important to you? You don't have a relationship with the children? Stop the sports," etc. And she was really trying to guilt him into giving up the sports, using the children. Of course, her children and husband's relationship were very important to her. But actually, the real reason she was guilting her husband was because she felt insecure and unloved. She was desperate for her husband's attention. Her husband was doing exercise classes at the gym and met some new friends. Some of these friends were beautiful, young women. And this made the lady that I work with furious, feel ugly and insecure. So she was using the guilt tripping to stop her husband from interacting with these women because she felt not good enough and worried that he may go off her. Guilt tripping was not the answer, as it only drove them further away as opposed to coming together. This hurt their communication, and instead of getting love and reassurance from her husband, which is what she really needed, reassurance that she was important to him, that the children were important to him, he rebelled further and spent more and more time doing his sports, more and more time doing these exercise classes at the gym. Guilt tripping is a form of manipulation. And when it comes to communication in relationships, it's actually a way people play with one another's feelings. Guilt tripping is unfair and unjust in some cases. Often people carry enough guilt of their own. Husbands and wives that guilt trip do so to try and regain control. And control fights cause even more trouble when it comes to communicating in the marriage, when it comes to being happy in a marriage. If there's control battle going on, there's not going to be happiness. Clearly, it's important to express your feelings and concerns in a way that is honest, open, and not manipulative. If you are in a rough patch right now and wondering how to save your marriage, then please do not guilt trip your husband and wife into staying with you. This is one of the worst things that you can do, as your partner will eventually start to associate you with unpleasant emotions and avoid you, which is the last thing that you want. And it's a sure way to break down communication in a marriage and maybe even ruin the entire relationship. I've heard people guilt trip all the time, saying to their partner, "You can't leave me. What will I do financially? You can't leave me. You will destroy the children's lives if you leave." Or they say something even harsher about their character for considering breaking the marriage vows. While you may feel that this way is the best way, and whilst you may be hurt, disappointed, and angry right now, they're not going to enjoy staying with you if you guilt trip them into it. When it comes to how to save a marriage, kindness, patience, love, and understanding goes a long way. And I've worked with so many men and women as well who come to me and book some one-to-one sessions with me because they're unsure whether to stay or leave their marriage. They're not sure whether they want to continue because of all different kinds of reasons. And I can tell you that they already carry so much guilt. So much guilt for even thinking of leaving. So much guilt worrying about, will their partner be okay? Will their children be okay? Will sometimes the wider families be okay? In certain cultures, it carries a lot of stigma to separate or to divorce. It's key not to stay in a relationship because of guilt. Do check out my marriage audio program, The Empowered Love Formula, which is designed to help men and women save their marriage in a healthy way, in a positive way, to rebuild connection, to become closer. And if you really feel that your marriage is in crisis right now and you need more than an audio program, then you can get in touch with me and we can discuss having some one-to-one sessions to really make sure that you're winning your husband or wife back through love, you're being attractive, not being needy, and you're addressing their concerns from the past by taking action. Nothing you say is going to help your partner to change their mind about you if they've decided that they're no longer in love with you or that they're not sure about the marriage. You can't talk them into changing their mind. And this is where we really need to get into the right actions. Fear of abandonment often is behind a lot of guilt tripping. Like that lady I mentioned. She was so scared that she was going to lose her husband to these other women at the gym, but she was using the children to guilt her husband into not going to the gym. This is often why some people use guilt. Our past childhood and romantic experiences can scar us and leave us feeling vulnerable and scared of being left. And then we can carry this baggage into new relationships. Some people show their partner all the time that they need them by guilting them to staying super close all the time and not letting them do their own activities and be their own person. Often at first, the husband or wife being needed will enjoy the attention and love, will enjoy the fact that their husband or wife wants to do everything together and doesn't want them to do anything on their own. But after a while, a lack of freedom, a lack of space, a lack of letting someone do their own thing and be their own person can also cause a marriage to go through a big crisis. Often this happens when people hit their late 30s, early 40s, sometimes late 40s and 50s, but at some point often there can be a complete rebellion against this kind of neediness. No longer can they put up with that suffocation in the marriage. So a question to ask yourself is, are you fearing abandonment at the moment? Fear of abandonment can constantly lead to unhealthy tactics for relationships, and one of those unhealthy tactics is guilt tripping. In my How to Save the Marriage program, I hear from men and women that they've repeatedly used guilt to get sympathy and attention and have a shock when their partner tells them after a time that they don't care anymore. They're sick and tired of the guilt trips and they want to be left alone. Guilt is not a way to get your partner to change. Love and actions are. Love is the only way to influence your partner. And when you demonstrate this love with actions, it's not just about, okay, I feel I love my partner, but I'm not actually doing something. That is not going to help a relationship. So it's love with actions that you can really have a great marriage and stop the separation or divorce in its tracks. The key to keep in mind when it comes to communication in relationships is that this kind of behaviour encourages negativity in a relationship. And because of this, should be avoided at all costs. You can't have a great relationship if there's lots of negativity going on. Whether there's lots of negativity going on in your own life or lots of negativity going on in the couple. Whenever I work with a couple, I always work with them both individually first. And I focus on individually making sure that each are happy. Each are taking actions to clear negativity in their life, to do things for their health, their mental well-being, their happiness, and then we come together. I do not believe in the marriage counselling where you have two people together and they just say, this has all gone wrong, and then this has all gone wrong, and then you've done this, it's negative, and I've done that. This just creates more negativity, more resentment, and brings everything up to the surface. And often then they leave the session full of this high energy, high negative energy. They get in the car, high negative energy, get in the home, high negative energy, and then continue. And then they might go to the same marriage counsellor a week or 2 weeks later, and the whole cycle repeats itself. And this should be avoided at all costs. If you're interested in learning how to remove negativity for yourself and resentment, then I do have other podcasts on this. But in actual for the change, then do get the 21 set audio program. If it calls to you, if you feel that there could be some resentment or negativity in your life, it's a really great gift to yourself to really free yourself from it. Because carrying it with you is not healthy. And it also affects everybody around you. So do you use anger, coercion, blame and criticism to get you what you want in the marriage? That's what we're talking about in terms of direct aggression, direct negativity? Or are you more of a guilt tripper, using passive aggressiveness? And this is where you may use tears, sulking, appealing to your partner's nature, love, or sense of obligation to win. Long term, only love wins. And it's not always easy to do. Of course, if it was easy to do, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. And there probably wouldn't be so many divorces out there. So do reach out to me if you are struggling with this. If you know that love wins, you want to make it happen. I'd be happy to speak to you. And you can also visit my website to book this call with me or check out my audio program. Now I'm going to cover for you what to do if your husband or wife is using guilt trips. You want to have a conversation with them. You want to look after yourself. And I've got 7 ways to really help you to stop guilt trips happening in your relationship. The first thing is to make them aware that you understand how important it is for them that you comply with whatever it is that they are trying to get you to do. So you acknowledge what they're wanting rather than ignore it or pretend that you don't know what they're really wanting. The second thing you do is you explain to them that by using a guilt trip, you're feeling resentful, and this feeling will not change even if you do comply with their behaviour. The third thing you want to do is make sure that they're aware that each time that they do it, your resentment is building up and making you retract more into your shell away from them. So let them know that you know that they're doing it, and maybe sometimes they're not even aware, and that it's building resentment, and this is a concern because resentment is a concern for a relationship. Encourage them to share how they feel directly with you, to express their concerns, and let them know that, okay, you know, express your concerns, tell me how you're feeling, and I'll consider it. Also share that you love them and you care about them, but you're not willing to be guilt tripped any longer. And you're not going to be guilt tripped into doing something that you're not comfortable with or you don't agree with. Then make them understand that if they ask you more directly to do certain things, it can change the dynamic and may lead to more times that they will do what they ask you to do. And prepare yourself to have this particular conversation that I'm talking about right now many times over. It's not going to often sink in and be understood and be actioned just on one conversation. So whilst it must be frustrating to repeat yourself, be patient. If that's a normal style of trying to get what they want in the relationship, if it's something they picked up from the way their parents taught them or from past relationships or from things they've seen, it's going to be difficult for them to change this. And they may be going and speaking to friends and getting advice that's telling them, yes, you're right. Yes, say this to him. Say that to her. Often there's a lot of bad advice out there that encourages people to guilt trip. And we want to avoid that. So don't be dismayed if they don't get it straight away. And lastly, just really exercise patience and kindness through this whole exercise, because it really can motivate them to change in ways. And they might point out to you that you've been guilt-tripping them in certain ways. And accept and acknowledge that. And then look at how can you together stop the guilt-tripping. As always, I hope this has been useful to you in some ways. If you have any questions on how to save your marriage or how to have better communication in relationships, then you can reach out to me directly, nicolabeer.com, or you can go and get straight into action by purchasing the Marriage Secret audio program, and it has how to improve communication in relationships, how to clear negativity, how to clear resentment, how to not lose yourself in the marriage and become more attractive. And I also recommend, if you are willing to invest an hour of your time, then do check out my hour video on marriage secrets. I'll put the link along with the show, and it's a step-by-step guide on how I discovered how to change marriages, my story, and a lot of people get a lot of benefit out of watching this 1 hour video. So Set some time in your calendar, make your favourite drink, take notepad and pen, and enjoy that, because it really has been proven to help thousands of marriages now. So from my heart to yours, wherever you are in the world, whether it's morning or evening, have a wonderful time ahead, and I really look forward to the next episode next week. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.